Dun, 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 dun. That's like the funeral march from Star Wars. If you know, Darth Vader, Luke, I am your father. And I am James from Ingvid. And I'm going to talk about, well, not a happy subject, but a subject we should talk about nonetheless. Nonetheless means anyway, right? So, what are we talking about? Death. In this case, it's Mr. D has died. Long live Mr. E. You may not have met Mr. D. He's from an unsuccessful website that was started and died. That's why he's gone. The king is dead. Long live the king. Mr. E is here. Right, E? Props. Okay, so let's talk about death. And I may be smiling too much and laughing too much, but you know what? Around the world, there are different ways to talk or deal with death. And we're going to talk about a couple of different ways, but I'm going to give you the basic Western way of looking at death, okay? Now, number one, this person is dead. Well, this worm is dead. One thing we say when someone died, we say this. Pass away. If someone has passed away, they've died. Because we don't always want to go, did he die? Is he dead yet? You know, it kind of sounds a little bit like, back up, slow down. So we say they pass away like a gentle breeze. They fly away, their soul goes, right? So if you say, Johnny, Mr. D passed away last week, it means he died. So listen for Canadians when they say that, or Americans or British people, that they pass away. Or they might be also say this way. They might say, gone. When did they go? Are they gone? You're like, nope, still dead. Sorry. That's bad. Okay, enough levity, which is fun, or making light of something, okay? So let's talk about death. So if someone's gone or passed away, one of the things we like to say is RIP, rip. Some people rip one, but that's not what I'm talking about. Rip as in rest in peace. You usually say that one when you give your condolences. Condolences. Like all these words. Condolences. What is a condolence? A condolence is when you say, I'm sorry about your loss. Usually for death. I'm sorry your father has died. I'm sorry your mother has died. I'm sorry. It's a big sorry. Condolence. Do you have any condolences? Or I'd like to give my condolences. All right? So they've died. They're resting in peace. Hopefully they were good, right? Rest in peace because they look so happy, right? And you give your condolences. Guess what? You're not done. Unlike a wedding, because funerals are like reverse weddings, except the person gets to live through it, you got to go to the funeral, right? Usually before the funeral, well, part of the funeral is the viewing. Notice we have these people watching a picture. Well, this is when you go and see the person in their casket. See, Mr. D's in a casket. That's the thing we put them in after they die. They die, we put them in a casket. And then you can go to a viewing. The viewing is you walk by, yes, believe it, there's a dead body. Okay, look, picture this. There's a dead body in the room. There are people dressed in shirts and ties like this. They walk by and they look at the dead person and they say things like, I'm sorry you're dead. It was nice knowing you. Rest in peace. See you later, chuckles. Or you're next, right? So you view, you take a look at the dead body, okay? Another word to say beside that is, because some people say, oh, sorry, I want to say coffin. C-O-F-F-I-N. Coffin. A coffin. So casket, coffin. Another way of saying what this is, okay? They say, look at the coffin. Or you buy the casket. You buy the casket. When you put the body in, it becomes a coffin. That's the difference. You say, how much is the casket? Coffin. Rest in peace, dude. Okay, so not everybody goes through this process, and we'll get to that after, but you go for the viewing, you look at the person in their coffin, all right? Now, what are you going to do with this thing? Well, you're going to have to put it in the ground, and that's what we call the burial. We bury it. We put it, you go there, they pick up the earth, they put the coffin in the ground, and they bury it, okay? That's what we basically call the basic funeral. Notice, these people don't look happy because there's no fun in a funeral, son. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Bad joke. Okay, so There's no fun at the funeral. You've done your viewing. They buried the casket or the coffin, right? Now, some people, after they're done, especially if they're Irish, good old Irish people, they have what's called a wake. You see, he's waking up. Their belief is that the spirit or the person has died and you want them to go off in a very, you want them to be happy in heaven or whatever your view of the afterlife. Afterlife is the time after you've died. So they have a wake. Everybody gets up, they dance, they sing, they tell great stories of what happened to the other person. And other people, and their funerals, they're just really sorry and sad. Everybody has to be feeling bad, no fun, okay? So this is what can happen after, say, Irish, but not just Irish weddings. Many places over the world believe in wakes. We call it a wake, where you celebrate the death or you celebrate the life of the person after they've died. Mm-hmm. So we've done our funeral and our burial, right, with our coffin. But is that how it ends for everybody? Not really. I told you this is going to be slightly international. So we've got the Irish wake. Do-do-do-do-do, me boy, okay? But if you go to something like India, for instance, they have a pyre. And if you're a comic book fan like me, Thor, they would have had pyres, funeral pyres. What that is, they take somebody, like this worm over here, for instance, they would throw them on fire. They're dead, okay? Remember, they're dead. And they burn the body. Because they think, you know, you burn the body, the ashes go up, it spreads, the person helps them get to the higher world. Right? Yeah. We in the West have something similar. We burn the body as well. But we cremate it. Cremation. Well, that means we burn it, we collect it, instead of making it go up, we put it in a little bottle, and you take it home. Daddy in a jar. Or mommy in a jar. You know, I just bought a jar of my father. But it's not called a jar, it's called an urn. So if you're in a person who is British, Irish, Australian, Canadian, American, and they have a jar on their table, and they say urn, don't play with it. It's somebody. It used to be somebody, okay? Don't open it up. Don't go look. They go, that's an urn. Don't drink it. Don't go make coffee out of it. Don't touch it. Just say, I'm sorry about your loss. That's something. That's a condolence right there. I'm sorry about your loss. You can use that one if you get invited to your funeral. So, before I pass away, I think we've covered everything here, right? Rest in peace, caskets, coffins, burial, cremations, condolences. And before this lesson dies a terrible end because I kill it. Oh, I just love it. The alliteration. Well, Mr. Rini, hope you, well, read in peace. I'd say study in peace, but we don't got that there. So study in peace. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go to keep studying? After viewing this particular lesson, I'm sure you want to go back to www.ing as in English, vid as in video.com, which is Ingvid, where you can have fun. It's not a funeral, right? But we will bury you with knowledge, okay? But it'll help you wake up to the fact that English is a fun language. You like that? I do too. That's why I do this. Anyway, you have a great day. I'm off, and we'll study soon. Long live the king. Peace out. See, I'm gone away now, but not passed away.